Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God in the highest. I am excited this morning. Not because of anything I've heard, not because of anything that I have envisioned, but it's because of who God is. Amen. I am excited just because of Him. Amen. I'm excited because I could not be here this week. But here I am standing, giving God praise and glorifying Him for just being our King and for being our Master. We forget sometimes just how important He is. We forget sometimes, Brother Tony, just how great He is. We forget sometimes just how much authority He has. We forget sometimes that He's a God of love. We forget sometimes, Sister Nancy, that when we can't find our way out, He shows up just in the nick of time. We forget that regardless of what we're going through, He said He'd make everything all right. And we forget sometimes that regardless of the trial, that God is more than able to bring us through. We forget sometimes that when we're searching for joy, that God is our joy and He's already in us. We have forgot a whole lot of things, but one thing we need to remember, that He's Jehovah Jireh, He's Jehovah Elohim, He's Jehovah Tiskadu, He's our God that will provide, He's our healer, and He's our deliverer. Come on and give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my shete. Father, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. If you got your Bibles, open them up to the book of Mark. Amen. Glory to God. Pastor Hart used to always say, this is a Bible-toting church, but I'm starting to wonder. I see a lot of folks without Bibles. You know, never come to the house of God without the Word. In the book of Mark, the 14th chapter, it won't be very long this morning. In the 14th chapter, thank you, Brother Tony. There he is, Jonathan. The 14th chapter and the 32nd verse. There are times in your life, or there will be times when you will just absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, feel like you're all by yourself and there is no way out. And you just call upon God and it seems like you just cannot hear Him. Amen. You know He's there. You know what He's done in the past, Rev. But it seems like this particular time, Sister Mecca, you just can't seem to sense Him or feel that He's there. Because it seems like you're in a dying place. And everything that you've loved or cared about is trying to kill you. And you cry out to God and it seems like God turns a deaf ear to you. That's the time when God wants your faith to rise to a certain place that you can look down into yourself and realize that it's not been you never ever. It's always been Christ in you, the hope of glory, that has given you the authority and the strength to stand. In the 14th chapter and the 32nd verse, it says, and they came to a place which was named Gethsemane. You will always be in a place. Lord, have mercy. You're going to always find yourself in a place. Whether it be good or whether it be bad. Whether it be happy or whether it be sad. You're going to find yourself in that place. The thing is, what do you do when you find yourself there? Folks are running. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And He said to His disciples, sit ye here while I shall pray. And He taketh with Him Peter and James and John and began to be sore amazed and to be very heavy. And saith unto them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here and watch. And He went forward a little and fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible the hour might pass from him. You think you got it bad. You think you're going through something. Can you imagine already seeing your punishment flash before you? Already knowing they're going to rip your body to threads. Already knowing that they're going to hang you on a cross. And then fighting for life, but yet knowing that you still got to give up life. Jesus went to that garden knowing what was going to happen to him. He knew without a shadow of a doubt. And he took folks with him. Everybody can go with you. Ah, my God, my God. They might pray like you. They might sound like you, but everybody can't go with you. Ah. They came to this place which was named Gethsemane. And he said to his disciples, sit ye here while I shall pray. To pray. That was telling them something. He was telling them, you got to pray. You have got to pray. Thing about it is, I guarantee you they were praying about themselves and not about him. Well, a lot of times when we go into our prayer closets, we spend 90% of the time praying for ourselves and 10% for the others. God wants you to spend 99.9% of your time praying for your people and the other percent yourself. He asked him to sit and to pray. And it lets you know just how bad and disturbed he was in his spirit, because it says he taketh them with him, John, he took Peter, James, and John, and he began to be sore amazed. Just the place alone where he had got to caused him to be astonished sorely considering the circumstances. There will be places or circumstances in your life that you will get to that will do something in your spirit, that will rouse your flesh and make you wonder, have you made the right decision? Did you make the right turn? Did you do the right thing? That's when you have to know God. That's when you can't go on what somebody's told you. That's when you can't go on what you believe. You have to go by faith on what the word of God says. See, we've been leaning on everything but the word of God. We've leaned on our brothers and our sisters and our wives and our husbands and our cousins and our nephews. We've leaned on everything but the word of God. When the word of God is the only thing that don't get weak knees. Pray. And he began to be so amazed and to be very heavy. Listen to what he was going through. Very heavy in the Greek means to be deeply weighed down or depressed. We assume a lot of times because a person is depressed, it's a devil. You telling me Jesus had a devil? But it said he was depressed. He was weighed down. Not just weighed down with us, but weighed down that he was here to do what he had to do. Can you imagine how he felt, Brother Tim, when he and John the Baptist baptized him, and when he come up straightway up out of the water, the heavens opened up to him? The heavens opened up! And he heard the Father say, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Dear Lord, his heart must have been beating so hard and so fast. My Father opened up the heavens for me, even though I'm here in the flesh. Total contrast to what's happening now. I did all that to get to this point of death. See, the Bible says Jesus died a death, but it also says he died a second death. He died twice. In your life, you will die twice. It's unfortunate, but you will die twice. And you better hope the second one is the right one. Oh, Jesus, man, he was just sore, man, and he was deeply weighed down and depressed. Here I am about to die for a bunch of folks that's done rejected me. Here I am about to die for a bunch of folks that don't care about me. Here I am about to die for a bunch of folks that deny my Father. But it's the perfect example of laying down your life for your brother. He was very, and saith unto them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful. My spirit is exceedingly sorrowful unto death. Or the word translated deadly. What he's saying is, I sense already what's about to happen. I already know what I've got to do. I'm already experiencing the pain and the agony and the suffering that I'm about to go through, that I'm already dead. I've already died. You're standing here looking at me and talking to me, but I'm already dead. My spirit is so deeply troubled and I'm hurting so bad because of what I'm about to go through, and I'm looking at you. You can't even pray it out. For him to explain, tell them how heavy his heart was, to cry out to them, he needed them. When people cry out to you, they need you to pray. Not to antagonize. They need you to believe God for them and to strengthen them, encourage them, exhort them, let them know that you're standing with them in prayer and that God is more than able to bring them through. I got news for you. You are going to die. There ain't no way around it. So you might as well prepare yourself for it. Jesus said, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here and watch. You better start praying with your eyes open. First, you better start praying. Don't wait till you get in trouble to want to pray. Create the atmosphere that you're going to need God to be in before it gets there. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Then it goes after he's feeling, oh man, he's feeling all this pain, this agony, this distress. And you know he's got to be wondering in his mind, Father, what is up with this? How come you just couldn't have just did it? How come you just can't let me do it? He could have called down 1,000,000 angels. Shut up the heavens. Stop the earth from moving. But he had to stand there and suffer the pain that God sent him to suffer. Sometimes you just got to go through, but you got to learn how to go through. You can't go through complaining. You can't go through murmuring. You can't go through whining and back. You got to go through with a spirit of praise. Amen. That's hard, Brother Dennis. Yeah. But you better learn to do it. Because my Bible tells me it's going to come a day when you can't get to a prophet. And you're going to have to realize that there's one already in you. So you can speak some life into your own life. We have become too dependent on men and women of God instead of trusting in God for ourselves. Here Jesus is explaining to them how bad he feels. I'm crying out to you, Brother Tim. Lord, I can't make it no more. I'm tired. I can't do it. And I turn my back and go back, and Brother Tim done went to sleep on me. I done bored him sleep with my cries for help. Brother Tim wouldn't do that, though, but I'm just using him. Somebody answer that phone.
Thank you. Then it says that he went forward a little while and fell on the ground. See, there's something happening here. There's a revelation happening here. He falls on the ground. It didn't say he got on his knees, but it said he fell on the ground. Remember, in 1 Corinthians, in Corinthians, the 15th chapter, it says that the first man Adam was what? And the second man Adam was what? The first man Adam came from the dust. The second man Adam came from heaven. Therefore, the second man Adam came to redo what the first man Adam had messed up. So in order for him to be able to do what God had called him to do, he had to feel the aggravation, and he had to feel the depression, and he had to go through the hurt, and he had to feel the pain of what the Father felt like in the garden when he saw what happened, how man fell in the garden. He had to feel and experience that same pain and that same agony, that same depression. But in the meanwhile, he had to do what? When he fell on the ground, it says he fell on the ground. He had to take spirit and line it up with flesh. Bet you ain't never heard the word ground called flesh. And he prayed. After he got himself lined up with naturality, he began to pray. Oh, but he had a moment of weakness. Why? Because you not so supernatural that you're not going to make a mistake. But we think we are. If it were possible, the hour might pass from him. Now, this is what he's praying. He's laying on the ground. He fell on the ground. He didn't just get down. It says he fell on the ground and was praying, if it were possible. So you have to understand something. This word possible has very significant meaning to it. When he says, if it were possible, what does he say? The word of God says, for all things are possible with God. He knows that it's possible. He knows in the blink of an eye, the Father can stop this and destroy man and do everything that he needs to do besides other than letting his son die. If it was possible, he knows it's possible, but he also knows that it ain't going to happen. That's why the Bible says, stop asking amiss. You asking God for stuff that just ain't gonna happen. Hallelujah. He fell on the ground and prayed, if it were possible. If it were possible. Not that it was, but if it were. He knows the word of God, that his hour might pass from him. Away from. As I was looking at this, and I said, now something strange about that. And it says, away from. And then God began to deal with me and began to show me that he wasn't actually asking not to go through what he had to go through, but he was looking for just a little more time. Just a little more time. Because see, what did Jesus say? When you see me, you see my Father. You better listen. And when you see my Father, you see me. If he dies, guess what? He's separated from the one person he loves more than anything in this world, his Father. At this time in the garden, he's separated from his Father. You get separated from God, you're in trouble. Let this hour pass for me if it possible. Father, don't leave me. Don't leave me by myself. Let it pass. Oh, my God. But it couldn't happen. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible under thee. Take away this cup from me. It was a bitter cup. Because you know why he's talking about the cup? Just like in 1 Corinthians, when they talk about the cup, the sup of a cup. Because that cup was filled with his blood. Father, take this cup from me. You can do all things. All things are possible unto you, Lord. Father, there ain't nothing that you cannot do. If you decided to, you could save me and go ahead and redeem mankind in another way. But what the Father knew was that he could only do it through the flesh and the blood of a man. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, see, let me tell you what the word will do for you. The word of God, if you study the word of God, if you get the word of God in your spirit, if you get the word down in your heart, in your weakest moments, the word will give you the strength to do what you got to do. It'll do it. The word that he had down in him did something in his soul. And he said, nevertheless, though I don't want to go through this, that's okay. Though I'm feeling all this pain, that's okay. Though I'm depressed and broken down and downhearted, Father, that's okay. Because I know that the purpose that I'm doing it for is your purpose. So even though I really don't want to experience this death, nevertheless, not what I want, but what you want. The problem is we want what we want instead of what God wants. It's quiet in this house. We want what we want. Whew. But nevertheless, not what I will, what I desire, but what thou wilt, or what thou desire, or what your will be done. Father, I don't want to be separated from you. He was crying. I don't want to be separated from you, Father. But nevertheless, if that's the way it's got to be, then let it be. And we know that when he was on the cross, he cried out, Father, Abba, Father, why have you forsaken me? There are times in your life when you feel like God has forsaken you. But you have to say to yourself, nevertheless, not my desire, but your desire. And when you make that commitment with God, you will find out that God will do the supernatural in your life. God will bring you forth, and God is just looking for somebody that's willing to lay down and die and that they might live. And he cometh and findeth them doing what again? Sleeping. And saith unto Peter, Simon, sleepest thou? Couldest not thou watch 1 hour? You couldn't watch. Now you're not even asking him to pray. You couldn't just stay awake with me for 1 hour. You better stop putting your confidence in the arm of man. And have your confidence in God. Because when you least expect it, he gonna go to sleep on you. Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. The spirit truly, the pneuma is truly is what? Is ready. It's prompt and willing to do the will of God, but the flesh don't want to have nothing to do with it. Don't want to have nothing to do with what God has desired for you in your life. That's why you have to make up in your mind, Father, not my will, but your will be done. Father, I know I made some mistakes, but Lord, you lead me in the right direction. You strengthen me and you encourage me. Because, see, you have to realize something.
There's purpose for your life. God called you to do something great. And only you can do it through God. But if you sit back and you whine and you pity and you feel sorrowful, you'll never get it done. You have to say to yourself, flesh, I bind you in the name of Jesus. And I submit you, therefore, to the word of God. Whatever it is that God has desired in my life, that's what I shall do. I shall pray and I shall fast. I shall study to show myself approved. I shall seek the face of God. I shall meditate upon God's word. I will treat my brothers as though they are myself. I will love them with the love of God. I will do the will of God regardless of how my flesh battles against me. I will do the will of God, Father, because that's what you called me to. The purpose in my life is to let a nature and a character of a king manifest itself in my life, that when men look down into my eyes, they can see the heart of God. I don't care what you're going through today, your God, your life has a purpose. Everybody don't agree with that purpose. So what? What does it matter? Because you know what? In the 42nd verse, Jesus said, rise up, let us go. Lo, he that betrayeth me, he right here. He right here. He right here. You better stop looking afar off. They say, keep your friends close, but keep your enemies closer. Everybody stand. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. He is such a wonderful God. 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 He's mighty and he's loving and he's caring. Oh, he's compassionate. Hallelujah. He's our God. We thank him today. Don't you know that with all the hell you've been through in your life, you shouldn't even be here, but because of the grace of God, which was sufficient for you, here you are, able to give God some praise, able to glorify his name. You should have been taken out years ago, but here, you're still here. Ah, your mind should have been gone, but you're still here. Your body should have been destroyed, but you're still here. So you might as well give God some praise while you can. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord God, I praise you. I thank you this morning. I magnify your name. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. Father, I thank you for keeping me. I thank you for keeping me in my right mind. Lord, I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise your name. Lord God, I ain't supposed to be here, but you got me kept here. You protected me. You healed me, Lord God. You delivered me. Lord God, I thank you tonight. I praise your name. Hallelujah. If you got something to praise him for, you better praise him. Hallelujah. Don't nobody know what you've been through but you. You ought to praise him for it. Hallelujah. Hey, my shatan. Yeah, they come over whole shit. Ah, my God, my whole shit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. He is worthy. He is worthy. He's worthy. Oh, God, not my will, but your will be done. Not my desires, but your desires, Father. Lord God, let me walk in your ways. Let me stand on your precepts. Let me walk through your concepts. Lord God, let me abide in your spirit. Lord God, you called me. You changed me, Lord God. Let me be transformed by the renewing of my mind. God, I thank you today. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I praise you. We come into the house of God. We come into the house of God with bad knees.
We're coming to the house of God with bad backs. We're coming to the house of God with messed up heads. We're coming to the mouth of God with destroyed hearts. We're coming to the house of God with bad eyes. We're coming to the house of God with headaches. But God said, my word is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient. All you've got to do is enter into a praise and worship him. Whatever it is you have a problem with right now, God is more than able to deliver you.
Oh, I feel like preaching now, but it's time to go. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I'm here to tell you that if your heart is bruised, God is a bruiser, a heart fixer. I'm telling you, if your body is messed up, God is a body regulator. I'm telling you, if something's wrong with your spirit, God is a spirit lifter upper. Whatever you need from the Lord today, he's here to do it for you. You ain't got to go running around looking for him. He's already here. All you got to do is lift up your hands and let the power of God flow down through your hands, down into your heart, down into your soul, down into your body. He's here. He's here. Hallelujah. I'm telling you from experience, God can do it. He can take care of you. I'm letting you know that God is a life giver. God is a joy manifester. God is a peaceful giver. God is all that we have need of. So why are we looking somewhere else? Why are we calling upon the things? We need to just call upon the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm excited, Sister Vaughn. You know why I'm excited? Because when I call on the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every tongue gonna confess that Jesus is Lord. I don't care what it looked like, how it walked, how it crossed, how it flies, how it swept. It's got to confess that he's Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Lord, you're worthy today. You're worthy every day. 24 hours a day, you're worthy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh God, we exhort you today. We magnify your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you. I want everybody to lay your hand on yourself right now. Put your hand on yourself right now. Hallelujah. Don't you know who you are in God? Don't you know that the presence of God, the power of God is in you? Hallelujah. The glory of the living God has the ability to establish that covenant and that healing that you need in your life today. You ain't got to run all the way down here for me to slap my hand on your head, but you can get what you need from God by laying on your hands on your own self. We got to get ourselves prepared to do a work for God. Father, your people got their hands laid on their head this morning. Lamb of God, by the power of God, healing is going to take place. Lord God, that one that's having the heart complication, you're going to heal. Lord, that one that's having the headaches, you're going to heal. Lord, that one that's having the back problem this morning, you're going to heal. Lord, that one that's having the leg problem this morning, you're going to heal. Lord, that one that's discouraged, you're going to encourage. That one that's down, you're going to lift up. That one that's distraught, you're going to exhort. Father, in the name of Jesus, the power of God is in your people. Now use the anointing, Lord God, to destroy every yoke. Lord God, set your people free. Deliver them. Lord God, move by your spirit. There's nothing impossible unto you, Lord. So you do it by your spirit according to your word. And Father, we're standing on your word this morning. Come on and give him some praise. Hallelujah. 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 You know what I did this morning that helped me? I stood in the middle of my floor and I screamed at the top of my lungs. That's why my throat is giving me problems now. I screamed till everything that I thought had me bound in my spirit left my presence. And then I screamed some more till they couldn't stand in the same room with me. I want you got something down on the inside of you. You need to get rid of it. When I count to three, I want you to scream at the top of your lungs. Get your release. Get your victory. Get your deliverance this morning. Don't you leave out of here without what you came for. Hallelujah. Get your victory this morning. One. Hallelujah. You might as well start praising him. You got to go glorify him. Two. You might as well start glorifying. Hallelujah. Hey. Lord God, we're waiting on you. We're expecting you right now. Three. Ah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, Mama Shaka. Thank you, Jesus. Hey. We love you, Jesus. Love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Echo of a whole shaitan. Hallelujah.